Hello again to all of our incredible travelers. I am Nurse Kelly, the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you are listening to the Happy Traveler Podcast. Today, we are talking to Adrian Tracy, who's the CEO of ICG Medical, and we are talking to him all about the voice of nursing, and I will let him explain what that is. But first, Adrian, hi, thanks for being on. Can you give us just a brief introduction about yourself?
Hello, Kelly. Thank you very much for having me on the podcast. As I said, my name's Adrian. I'm the CEO of ICG Medical. We're a UK staffing group that does travel nurses in the UK and Australia and also now in the US.
Yes, that's so incredible. And I have actually been on The Voice of Nursing, so I'm going to have you explain what that is, but I'm excited to send people that way to hear us kind of on the show and everything about it. But will you tell us about The Voice of Nursing? Why was it started and what does it aim to achieve?
I would love to. So The Voice of Nursing is a blog, podcast and YouTube channel. And what The Voice of Nursing does is we interview and talk to various members of the healthcare community. So they very much, you know, nurses like yourself, Kelly, but also we talk to physicians, we talk to various different people in the community to talk about some of the challenges that nurses face. You know, nurses do such an incredible job looking after us all. What The Voice of Nursing was created was to do was just to support them, to talk about some of the challenges, to invite different people on, to talk about some of the career opportunities that nurses have, to move to chief nursing officers on boards or become specialist surgical nurses, just to be there to be a support network, if you like, for nurses and to give them different opportunities or to raise awareness as well to the wider community in healthcare, you know, the potential and the opportunity that nursing gives everyone and how great they are.
Yeah, definitely. I think we need platforms like that. We need those kind of resources for our profession and for fighting for all nurses. So I am in full support, and I know that you have such a passion and respect for the nursing profession. What have your personal experiences been like with nurses?
Well, my mum's a nurse. So I've known nursing since the day I was born, quite literally. So yeah, my mum was a nurse for many years on wards, and then my mum became a home care nurse, home health nurse, I think you call it in America. Mm-hmm. So, you know, growing up with my mum, you know, being a nurse, caring for people, done some work myself in a retirement home at one stage. And then as I've grown up, I'm a father of three young boys. I saw the incredible job that L&D nurses do by delivering my three sons. Also the incredible job that mums do as well. So, you know, I've been around nurses, and then I've got the privilege of helping them get work, you know, across the globe now and, you know, and seeing the great job they do. And, you know, as I said, the opportunities that are there, but, you know, the job that nurses do are incredible.
I agree with you. And first of all, before we move on, you have to tell us what it's like being the dad of three boys. That sounds so crazy.
Crazy is the word. Yeah, there's a 6-year-old called Stanley, a 4-year-old called Logan, and a 3-year-old called Jensen. They are crazy is the word, but you know, we only have two rules in the house, you know, no fibs and don't upset mum. So as long as we're covering those two rules, we don't do too badly. But it's a very, very loud house, and there's a dog as well. So
Gosh, well, that sounds like a ton of fun. That sounds like the most fun. But yeah, that's just so crazy. I have two sisters, so three girls growing up, I mean that was craziness. And then the energy that boys bring to that. That's so fun. Cool.
Energy is the polite word. Energy and, you know, they don't stop eating. So, that's only going to get worse as they move through to teenagers.
Oh, my gosh. I can only imagine what your grocery bill will be. But that'll be fun, too. Yeah, they'll eat you out of house and home, though, I think.
Exactly. that's a good thing to have.
Yeah, it is. Well, awesome. Well, you and I have talked a little bit about kind of the treatment of nurses and just the differences from the U.S. and the U.K. How can we improve the nursing profession and the treatment of nurses in both the US and the UK, or can we?
Well, I hope we can. I think, you know, generally in healthcare nursing especially, I think we sometimes see nurses as absolutely infallible. You know, nurses are humans, you know, like us all, and I think they're under extreme pressures at the moment in wards and in surgeries and looking after patients, and the majority of time that a patient spends in a hospital tends to be with the nurse. So they're under extreme pressure. I think they're caring for more patients than maybe they should be at the moment in regards to the staffing levels, and that's across the globe, because we are short of nurses and healthcare professionals. I think the biggest thing that we look at, you know, especially in the UK, is the mental health side of things. I think nurses are great at caring for patients, but sometimes they don't care for themselves. Mm-hmm. So I'd really like, you know, we have a, you know, look at, you know, ask the, you know, one of your fellow professionals, you know, how are you okay? You know, we do see a lot of the memes, I think they are, about, you know, nurses not being able to go to the toilet or not having any food, you know, on a long shift. And, you know, if an emergency comes in, they get on with it. But, you know, we've also got to look after our nursing professionals and get them to look after each other, because they're the last people to say that there's a problem. So I think mental health is a big thing. I think nurse burnout is a very big thing. You know, we've got to also look after our caregivers, because without them, we've got a real big problem. So, yeah, nurses looking after each other. And I think, don't be afraid to say that they've got problems. You know, I think we all, you know, it's a very hard thing to do, but, you know, you're not infallible. You know, there is burnout, there are challenges. Let's, you know, let's make sure we look after our caregivers and we look out for them.
Yeah, I think another way we can also improve the treatment of nurses too is just continuing to talk about it. I mean, you and I have had conversations about it, but I think if we, as long as we don't let this problem go away, or we make people feel uncomfortable by talking about it, and we just continue to have conversations, to continue to make it normal to have conversations about wanting to have better the treatment of both nurses for patients and nurses for themselves, I think that'll help too. What do you think is important for people to remember about nursing globally? It's so fun to be able to talk to you, because you're literally on a different continent. And that's why, what do you think is important for nurses to remember on a global scale, or for people to remember about nurses?
I think, you know, nurses are so valuable in every single community and every single country. And all of them, you know, go in with that mentality of vocation, of caring for people. And I, you know, I see nurses in the US, I see them in India, I see them in the Philippines, in Australia, and obviously the UK. You know, they really go in with that caring aspect. And I also think there's an element, there's going to be a lot more mobility of nurses throughout the world moving forward. You know, I think the costs of, you know, Western education, if you like, of going to school or college in the US and the UK, it's very, very expensive. So I think there'll be a lot of mobility. You know, I think eventually we'll move nurses and move that sort of medical community around the world, because where are there, you know, there are more nurses in India and the Philippines maybe than are needed. But what we don't want to do is do brain drain on third world countries either. But I think that, you know, the most important thing is that, you know, we're very lucky that we've got nursing as a global community. And maybe we should look at maybe how we can join that up a little bit more, about some shared learning, and do a little bit more than that, get more communication going on, because I'm sure there's stuff that, you know, we could all benefit from.
Yeah, I agree. I think we can definitely learn from each other, and having those types of conversations and learning from the different healthcare systems is something that we can, that would just be incredible first for the profession, and but also incredible just for kind of that, just gaining that type of knowledge, like seeing what nurses are doing in other countries, seeing how it's affecting patient care, learning about their leadership roles, learning about their scopes of practice. And I think that could also help in kind of, I guess, embellish or create a foundation for new legislation that would just be good for everybody, for patients, for nurses, for leadership. I think we can definitely learn across the globe. And it's so cool that nursing is a profession that is across the globe. I just think that's so interesting.
And nurses can move across the globe. You know, that's the opportunity as well. You know, there is opportunity to go and, you know, maybe work in the UK for a couple of years, or Australia, or even, you know, Indian nurses going out and living in the US for a couple of years and then coming back. You know, that global mobility is going to become more and more.
Yeah, and wouldn't it be interesting too to go almost like a global travel assignment, like go somewhere for 13 weeks and then come back and, like, you know, keep like some sort of documentation about what it was like and the differences and then the pros and the cons. And I think that would be really cool as well.
Learning a different culture as well as, you know, doing your profession.
Yeah. Oh, and I love visiting. I just love travel. I love travel so much. And then to combine it with nursing and food, that would be so great.
We'll look for a job in Italy for you.
Gosh, yeah, seriously. What do you hope to see in the future for the profession of nursing and for yourself?
Look, personally, I'd love to see nurses seen at the same level as physicians. You know, I think they're just as important, especially from a care aspect. I'd like to see some more global mobility, so nurses would have the opportunity to travel and go to different countries. And I'd like to see nurses, you know, being, you know, looking after themselves, not from the point of view of anything else other than, you know, making sure that they're looked after. You know, they do give that care aspect and that empathy to the patient. You know, I've got young children, you know, I want to make sure if anything happens to them, they've got plenty of nurses around to help and look after them. So I just want nurses to be, you know, as passionate, as looked after as I am about them, as they are about themselves. So, you know, that's kind of how I see the future going.
Yeah. What do you hope for the future for Voice of Nursing?
I would love us to, you know, to be that YouTube channel, that podcast that all nurses can listen to, that, you know, on a weekly basis, they have the opportunity to hopefully learn something, to get some additional support, to learn about different cultures of nursing. You know, that's kind of where we'd like it to go, to be that sort of support platform for nurses to, you know, if there's some sort of question, not the Google of it, but very much if they could go on the YouTube channel and search for different people, listen to different aspects, different approaches, that'd be great.
Awesome. Well, if you ever do a collaboration version of Voice of Nursing where you have a bunch of people on and you need anyone, I am always wanting to be a part of those kinds of things. I love conversation where we can hear everybody's opinions, kind of like a panel. So just keep me posted.
You're not the first person who's asked that. So, you know, we'll try and do that where we get one from Australia, one from the UK, and your good self on there. And that'll be a pretty good interview, I think.
Yeah, that would be really fun. Well, cool. I'm so glad that you wanted to jump on the Happy Traveler with us. This is just wild. We've never traveled to another continent on this podcast, so that's really cool. But do you have anything else that you would like to add? Where can people find the Voice of Nursing? Will you tell us about your platforms, handles, pages, those types of things?
Yeah, so you can find us on the website, which is thevoiceofnursing.com. And then all the Twitter handles and Instagram are on @voiceofnursing_. So that's where the Voice of Nursing is. You can find it all on there, and then it's on Apple and Google Play, I believe, on the podcast as well. So that's where all the Voice of Nursing stuff is. And then on the staffing stuff, it's Green Staff Medical in Dallas. So that's where you can find us. And other than that, I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter, so you can find us there.
Yeah, those are some of my favorite platforms. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Adrian, for jumping on with me. Again, guys, that's
Adrian
Gracie. He's the CEO of ICG Medical. Hopping on the Happy Traveler and go and check out the Voice of Nursing, because I'm on it and I'm excited for when that comes out. So thank you again so much for being here. And you guys, we will absolutely see you next week for another episode.
Thank you, Kelly.